What's up, everybody? You know what it is, another episode of Hell's Kitchen, episode 3 of this season. We're super excited because the drama still unfolds, and we're going to get into it. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm the bounce back queen.
I'm glad this motivates you. I'm glad, but we're a team.
Why are you so offended? You're mad.
Do you know why I'm getting mad? Because I know you talk behind my back saying I only had two things to cook.
No,
and you had
I'm
sorry that I couldn't cook your strips because that's all you really cooked today.
Are we going there?
Like, no, you're going there.
Okay, good. You had a good dinner service. Way to bounce back after two challenges.
Thank you. That's right. Because I'm the bounce back queen.
You've not been nothing but a team player since I stepped foot in these doors.
You just threw my face.
Okay.
And all I did was time Wellingtons. Are you kidding me?
I did have all the other proteins assigned to me besides Wellingtons.
Elise, you are a bitch.
Oh, hold up. Excuse me.
Them fighting words.
Don't call me a bitch again.
I don't know why the girls just can't get along.
Ratchets.
That's good, Steven.
Ratchets.
Ratchets. Ratchets. We got to have Van on the show.
She
knows what's up.
Ratchets.
Yes. There's our music.
Yes.
Yes. Get those fingers out.
Go ahead, Frank. I'm with you over here.
See, Ashley knows. Like,
I'm gonna keep that. Y'all
yeah,
get to have
exactly.
That.
See, that's right. That's right, Ashley. Don't fall into the trap. Peer pressure over here. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It's your boy Lim Gonzalez here. You can find me always at the Poet Saint all day, every day, and also check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Next to me. She hasn't been next to me all season, but she's next to me tonight.
Just for tonight.
Just for... Damn, like that? It's my girl, Robin McSweeney.
Hey, everybody. It's Robin with the B. McSweeney here. You can find me at B Stays Busy all day, every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you have been busy.
Always busy. Always busy. And, of course, she switched sides, but it's all good. She's over on the other side of the table. Y'all give it up for Ashley Hennessy Taney.
Oh,
yes.
Hennessy, I'm never telling y'all anything again. Different side, same team. Same team, y'all. Same team. Different side. What's up, everybody? I'm Ashley Taney. If you want to find me online, do it. I'm at Ashley on camera.
Ashley on camera.
That's me. All over
and, of course, he is the latest white person that I know. Mr. Frank Brand.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, you can follow me if you want. Why do that, though? You got better things to do with your life. At Happy Go Jackie. I'm excited to hear Robin's in-depth thoughts on this episode.
She's got a lot of
In fact,
of
I don't think we should just let Robin start it off.
We should, huh?
Yeah.
Just take it away, Robin.
All right. Well,
so give us a brief synopsis.
I needed my popcorn for the beginning of the drama.
Be like
the
a poetry team. Thing. Like,
self-sabotaging. Like, what? Who does that? Right? Thank you, Steve. Shout out to Steve, our engineer. Shout out behind the board. The ones and twos, you know, all day, every day.
The ones and twos? The DJ now? DJ Steve? Is that what we're doing? All right, we'll let y'all look. Okay, so we started off with a little clip from this particular episode, and Elise and Robin are going at it. And I feel like while they're both there, this is going to be a recurring thing between them two because I feel like they're the most vocal as far as I don't...
Everyone else kind of like takes this.
Yeah, just kind of just chills, takes back. I mean, they have their moments here and there, but I think they're definitely the most vocal, so they're just going to keep getting into it.
What was it like for you, Lem, to see your girl Elise getting yelled at?
You know, I'm not worried about Elise because I know she can hold her own.
Oh,
and
because yeah. She's the bounce back queen.
Well, that's exactly. Well, that's Robin. I love her Muhammad Ali moves. That was pretty hilarious. But yeah, I mean, I think they're going to continue to do that. I still feel like no bias, you know, here, but I feel like Elise is the better chef.
Shout out to Elise's chicken.
Elise's chicken is bomb. Yeah. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'm sort of like in the Elise fan club now after last week because she's just so fiery.
She's so vibrant.
Join the club. My where we need to be.
We'll get t-shirts. We'll
yes,
get t-shirts.
Ashley, that's right.
She's so vivacious.
She's so vivacious. But the other thing, like Robin, I'm having a real tough time, Robin, getting behind you, girl, because I feel like she's always ready to just like she wants to fight, and to me, that's a sign of someone who's insecure. Mm. So I feel like she's maybe wants to pick fights because she messed up, and so I feel like she's always ready for a fight, and she's kind of like scares me.
Do you guys think they're actually going to go to blows?
I thought it was going to happen this time. Like, I thought Elise was surprisingly backing up a bit, but I thought, ooh, if they just get like an inch closer, someone's
going to. But you know, Elise got them guns, so like.
Yeah, we all know how that would turn out. exactly. So we get into this episode, and, they all come in the morning. And for whatever reason, our good friend Josh, is hurting. And he hurls his whatever he had the previous
night. That'd be a chimichanga.
Night. Right, chimichanga. First of all, why are you eating chimichangas? Like, you guys are chefs. That's what I was like. Wait, who's eating chimichanga? I feel like that's like frozen chimichanga. It's not like
homemade. Do they have the capacity to really cook themselves?
They have a kitchen. They have a stove. They have I've seen them cook before.
Like real meals?
Yeah.
All professional chefs, when they get done cooking all day, they don't want to, cook more.
So you heat up a frozen chimichanga?
Because it's easy and it's quick and it's good.
I guess so. I don't know. I've seen them cook. So I was just I thought his choice of meal was a little suspect. chimichanga, and it was something else. What was it like?
Vitamins.
Vitamins. Yep. Right. Vitamins. AKA orange drink is what I think it really was. Because I'm like, why are you throwing up? I think he really, he just didn't agree with them. So he's better. The challenge basically has to do with the hands. We see a little kid come out here named Matthew, and he comes down and he breaks down these cups.
That was the lamest thing ever, because they just bring this kid out and he does his thing and then bye-bye.
And he leaves, right? That was pretty bad. Like, at least, talk to him. Or, how'd you learn this?
Nope. Give him a fist bump and said, on your way.
Yeah. That was pretty bad. He does do it in 6 seconds, which is pretty awesome.
Have you guys ever done that?
I have never done that.
Neither have I.
No.
I have never done that.
I've very unsuccessfully tried that cups song.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
I can't even get that down. And that
didn't work.
It's
singing
slower.
And doing it at the same time.
At the same
really
time.
Hard.
I've never tried. I've seen it done.
Yeah. I worry about this kid later in life, though, because he wasn't really bringing much to the table.
I don't know. Fast hands like that, I think he's going to be all right.
I think he can get a scholarship for that.
That's right.
No, there's a scholarship for everything.
Like there is, and there's probably Olympics that he could join. I'm not even clowning. Yeah. I feel like there's so many things they have their own. Don't look at me like that, Robin.
No, I agree.
No, they are. Darts. And, they have... No, badminton. They even have... Don't they have beer pong, championships?
Nobody's
going
to get a scholarship for beer pong, though.
A scholarship for left-handed people.
See?
There's a scholarship for everything.
But not for beer pong or cups.
I bet you if you research, there's somewhere out there.
Maybe he can make it in the Guinness World Record. The Guinness World Record for the fastest cup stacker.
There's something that could happen. Don't rule my boy Matthew out. That's all I'm saying.
We're hopeful for you, Matthew.
I'm
not. All right.
I worry for you.
Oh, man. Who's not going to get a scholarship is Jared.
Jared.
That was sad. That was
Jared.
And my thing is, you literally, he volunteered himself, right? It was only one person from each squad, and he's like, oh, I got this.
But he's also the person that decided to cook something new for the first time actually succeeded.
True.
So he had some of that confidence juice still, dripping. And, he thought he was going to succeed in that as well.
I think this is my thing when it comes to Jared. I feel like he is, when I was a little kid, I'm going to tell you, this is my thing with Jared. When I was a little kid, I thought he could do everything.
Right.
I don't care what it was.
And had parents that backed that up.
Well, not
those
really.
Those thoughts.
I'm just saying, because they knew better.
Okay.
And so I thought I could swim. And so because I swam in the bathtub. And so to me, that was the same thing as swimming in the pool. I did.
Right.
I was a special kid. So
how deep was your bathtub?
Not deep. Not like that.
Damn.
So I went to a pool party, first time ever, and everybody's jumping in the pool and swimming.
So I jumped in.
I've never swam in my life because not even the shallow. I jumped on the
how
deep
old
end.
How old are you?
I don't recall, but old enough to not do that. Yeah, I have locked it out. But I literally started drowning immediately, and the lifeguard had to save me. And so, but that was me. Like, I always thought I could do whatever anyone else. If I saw someone else do it, I could do it. And so I feel like Jared is that dude. Like, he is jumping into the deep end and only been in the bathtub. Like,
true. But you could have swam had you just kicked.
No. Robin, it was over for me. If the lifeguard wasn't there, there would be no Lemkins Office After Buzz. It would have been a wrap for me. I'm serious.
I think that's a beautiful sentiment, though. You should be able to think you can do anything.
And yeah, but not act on it.
But you know, but you lived. You're here. You're all right.
I did.
Is doing the most in pumping himself up too
exactly.
High.
I think that was, looking back on his season, that was also his downfall.
I don't want to see you with kids. You can be like, no, Johnny.
No. Oh, I'm going to be great with kids. Like, when they come around, I'm great with them.
They're not going to be yours. That's right.
I'm just saying, like, but I... No, and I don't stifle anybody. I feel like you should do whatever you want. But when it's danger, like... There's people who cliff dive. You shouldn't cliff dive.
If you don't know what the
hell if you don't know what you're doing. I don't care if you think... I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Do you guys have thoughts on this at all? I don't think you should cliff dive, period, because I think it's dumb and dangerous for everybody, frankly.
No, yeah. Cliff diving is the best.
Right.
Have you ever been cliff diving?
Yeah. I wasn't asking about cliff diving.
Frank went last weekend.
I did.
Are you serious?
Do you guys want to go?
I want pictures.
I'm right. Good.
Next episode.
I'm good.
You sure?
I'm good. But thank you. Right. But I meant, like, as far as the analogy Lim is using for Jared, do you guys feel that Jared needs to have a seat and stop thinking he can do things?
No. Because
how else is he going to excel if he does? I don't.
Well, I think, okay, there's one thing with thinking that you can do everything and having. I mean, this is a competition show, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You need to have confidence, yes, but you need to back up that confidence. And I think the problem is if you try to do too much that you can't handle,
you can self-sabotage.
It's going to self-sabotage, you're going to look bad, and you're not going to last long on the show.
Okay.
And I feel like that's going to be what's going to happen to Jared.
Although I don't know, like, looking at the rest of the blue team, like, who there was really like, yeah. I got these cups.
Oh, like who else was going to do it?
Yeah, who else was? I mean, I feel like anybody probably would have been just as bad as Jared. Mm-hmm. So I'll give him a shout out for at least saying, all right, I'm going to do it.
Like volunteering.
Yeah.
For sure. And in fairness, the editing, I mean, he only took like a minute and 30 seconds. I don't know if I could do it faster than a minute and 30. I don't know how fast Michelle actually did it. I know she was faster, but we don't really know what her time was. So they could have made him look a little bit worse.
I thought they gave the time. I thought they maybe know.
I don't remember Michelle's time, but I know his time was like 1:30, which I thought, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, editing obviously did not play to his favor. Sure, it wasn't forever. It did, but they make it seem like it was forever. But bottom line is, they did not win the reward, which was an extra 30 seconds to create their seafood tower. So the challenge was to create the seafood tower. They had to work in pairs on their team, and the first team to basically complete the full tower wins. And as we stated, Red Team had a 30-second head start because of them winning with these cups.
I thought this was kind of a bust of a challenge, though. It was pretty lame.
It was a lame challenge. I do agree. And I was just like, I mean, because they didn't even cook anything.
No.
Yeah.
There was no cooking involved. They just broke down a seafood tower. Like,
it's hard, though, that cracking, you have to, you know, to crack the lobster the right way, you have to get the, and to shuck the oysters, mm-hmm. and then you have to loosen them, like, the proper way.
Right.
I think that's actually why the guys did better, because they knew how to work those oysters.
So,
I think it's trickier. I think it's technical. Though there's no cooking, I think seafood's technical.
Right. No, I agree. And you know, as a fan of you know, cooking shows in general, I love Top Chef.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is obviously our food challenge. You know,
food competition.
Food competition channel. So you know, we may be covering Top Chef later, but yeah, they do that a lot, where they have these relay races where they have to shuck oysters and break down certain, you know, things. So I get it, but at the same time, this is Hell's Kitchen. You know, I'm thinking you should cook something on a challenge. There was no cooking involved, just cracking open things. the first tier was prawns and lobster. Second tier was oysters. The third tier was razor clams and crab legs. And fourth was crab legs. Mm-hmm. What did I say?
Crab legs.
Crablibs. And the fourth was clams and sea urchin. Has anybody had sea urchin before?
Oh my God, I'm like drooling right now thinking about it. Sea urchin is so yummy.
Is it really? I've never tasted it yet.
That's the one that melts in your mouth. Oh. That looks like a tongue.
It looks like a yellow kind of
tongue.
Ish, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
I tried that at a sushi spot. I did a whole video with it. Never again.
You can't do
it. Maybe with rice. Maybe not by itself, but it literally melts in your mouth.
That's why
and
I like it.
It was a little strange at first.
Uh-huh.
I can do the melt in your mouth. I can't do that. The second I have to, like, chew on a piece of fish, I'm like, I'm out. It grosses me out so bad.
Wait, you don't eat fish at all?
Raw fish, if I have, I'm not kidding, if I have to chew one bite of it, like if there's one, like, it's out.
So octopus wouldn't work for you?
Oh, no, because octopus is cooked.
Yeah. Sushi wouldn't work for you.
Sushi, I don't do sushi.
But okay. Fish sticks, you're all over.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Josh can heat me up some fish sticks.
Right, with some vitamins and a chimichanga. Yeah, so we see everyone kind of racing back and forth. Like I said, it was just a whatever challenge. Blue Team ended up winning without the head start, which I thought was kind of commendable. Mm-hmm. And then they get to go to Mastro's Ocean Club. That's in Malibu. Place. Is it?
Have you been?
I'm not rich enough to go.
I'm not. I'm scared to. I'm just scared to go. It's
yeah. What? I know Frank is there again every weekend right after cliff jumping.
You see the look he was just giving me, like, oh, you've been to Mass Show.
That's right. Yeah, that's the life you're leading.
No, I mean, they have one in Beverly Hills. I mean, it's the same restaurant.
I've been to a Mastro's before. I haven't been to that one. I've driven past it, but I haven't been.
Driven past it. Yep.
I've driven past it. It looks amazing on the outside. It does.
We should all go.
Yeah, we should.
After business is paying for that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Sure. Yeah. Do they have a happy hour?
I think they do. We can go
before we tape our show.
We can go. We would make it.
Yeah. Probably would, because it's still probably expensive.
So it's just really far.
Oh, from Malibu? Yeah.
And if it's happy hour, we're going to have some drinks.
We're going to have a drink.
We're going to have some oysters.
And oysters. We're going to have and prawns and lobster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of that. We're going to have seafood tower. We should have a seafood tower at Mastro's.
If we all piece up on that, we can afford it.
We could. Pitch in. Because the one that they had looked really good.
It
looked really good.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted one, but again.
I've always wanted a seafood tower. Mom, Dad, for Christmas.
No, I'm really saying, like, I'm serious. Like, I've always wanted to eat on a seafood tower.
Seafood tower.
Well, because you can't eat the whole thing. It's for everybody. Like, it's for multiple people.
Oh, I take that as a challenge. I feel like that's a challenge. I bet I could put down a whole seafood tower.
Really?
By yourself?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially with some wine, yeah.
I mean, it's a Hennessy.
Yeah. I
love it. She likes Hennessy.
I love Hennessy.
No, I think I could, too, if I was challenged to do it. But I really would love to, like, eat on a seafood. Because, I mean, I love everything on there.
Like that you're saying eat on a seafood.
Yeah.
Well, because I can't eat the whole. I mean, you're not supposed to eat.
You can partake.
Or eat up on you.
But you're saying eat on it. Like, yeah. Like what are you perched on the top of the seafood tower?
That's not what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
I want to eat
up on it.
A piece.
Eat up on it.
Eat up on it.
Eat up on it. Seafood tower. Yeah.
Get up on it.
Okay. It's terrible. Do we have lights?
You got the lights. My turn to get off stage.
Right. No. Okay. So, as we said, the blue team won. They get to go to Mastro's. The losers have to prep tons of seafood for dinner service. And then the blue team, they get to eat with Chef Jockey. So we're seeing a lot of him. Mm-hmm. Who did we have? We had Josh on the show on our first episode, and he said that he's really a dope chef.
Yeah.
And it seemed like he learned a lot from him.
That's good to know.
And the blue team, they also got to play soccer with Marino, and we had Julie Johnston and Alyssa from the Olympic team, which was kind of fresh. I'm like, they're going to be playing soccer with them, though. But
who wants to play soccer?
Yeah.
Like, who wants to play? That's like a make you do it. I mean, I don't want to, like, eat this delicious dinner and then go jostle it up in my stomach.
Yeah. I thought when I saw them at dinner service, I was like, okay, I get it. Like, that was part of it. Like, we're going to have you on. You're going to put the ball around.
Be a little active.
Yeah, and then you're going to get a meal at Hell's Kitchen.
I'm sure it wasn't a full soccer game.
No. And, dude. Who was it that was talking? That was hilarious. He's like, have you seen us?
Yes.
Who was that?
Giuseppe?
Was it Giuseppe?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I rewound that because that was so. He was like, have you seen us? we're not the kicking type or whatever he said. That was great. I love that. He was dead serious.
Because I feel like if they'd want and saw a game and they watched them play, like, that'd be cool. But, like, I agree with Ashley. It's like, I was watching. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
What a way to ruin.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you make that sweet, seafood.
And it was almost like they didn't get to finish. He's like, all right, let's go play soccer.
It was so
and they're
quick.
Like, there was like a lot of food still there. I was like, wait, did they get to finish?
They should have taken that back to the drawing board in the creative room. And we thought
something. I don't think they had a good time playing. I'll just put that on the table. Chef Christina hardcore. I love how she goes up and, you know, my girl Elise, of course, she did not want to partake in the loser meal. And so Chef Christine's like, hey, everybody partaking? And it's like, yeah, yeah, absolutely. So you got it? Yeah, absolutely. Okay, everybody line up. Go and smell your breath.
So I'm like, that was the best.
What? So? And then she's like, yeah, let me just eat. Like, she already knew.
She knew,
like,
yeah.
She already knew.
Oh, I had some of the broth.
Some of the broth.
Yeah, okay.
My mom used to do that shit with, like, brushing my teeth.
Uh-huh.
Did you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Let me smell your teeth. Or washing your hands.
Really?
But even the bite that she took, like, I was like...
It was like a little bit.
But I was so angry with her because, I mean, you know, as charming as she was last week, I mean, I still have my issues where she doesn't want to... If she doesn't want to do it, she doesn't do it.
Right.
But she's earlier in the episode kind of touting about, like, you know, we're falling apart. We really, as a team, we need to stand together. We need to work together. And she doesn't, she doesn't walk the walk.
Lead by the Selective. Example.
No. This, I will say, when they always go to commercial, and some of these are always ridiculous, but like slamming your fist down on the salmon, you get the Hell's Kitchen.
Little, oh, yes.
This, where they open the mouth and the Hell's Kitchen is like on the tonsil all the way in the back.
Yeah,
so, like, great.
Yeah, the graphics department is awesome. Like, where do you come up with this stuff?
It definitely looks like those.
So I thought that was hilarious. So yeah, she had a little bit. I was curious because it didn't look bad. It looked like lobster.
There was a fish eye in one of them.
I didn't see a fish eye.
I could see that thing looking right back at me.
Oh, I didn't see the fish eye. It just looked like clam like chowder or like really chunky lobster bisque. Maybe I was hungry when I was watching. Like really with a lot of lobster chunks.
Ooh, no. Shout out to but our I know that's chat not room what it people was. Really quickly.
Yeah.
Mr. Honest and James. Hola. And yes, you're right, James. She should have eaten it all.
She should have. She should have. Absolutely.
But at least Barbie was killing me on that.
Oh, I mean, God,
when they already pull like, the garbage can out, I'm like, oh, don't say anything.
Don't. What did somebody say that like took her over the edge? It was.
Wasn't Elise talking about it?
Yeah. Or somebody. Somebody said. I mean, it wasn't like whatever, but she just like, oh, that's it right there. That took me over the edge. Like
a lot of vomiting this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
Vomiting.
Yeah. It was bad. But I mean, it must have been terrible. So we get into dinner service, and we see the blue team starts off with strong abs, and we see also tableside service every single episode, which I think we would see in previous seasons. We'd see it like periodically, but I feel like I think it's customary because this is, you know, the best of the best, that he's doing that, you know, every single service, because that takes, you know, a person off the line and they have to kind of keep that. We haven't. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think we've seen any hiccups with that yet.
No.
So it seems like, so everyone, because that also kind of does people in. We've seen that in previous seasons. So blue team starts off strong with apps. And then we see Ashley get kicked out on the red team and get sent to the nail bar.
She was a space case. Yes. This whole service.
Yeah, she was.
I don't understand what was going on in her brain. Why was she checking her watch? Like, you know,
Well, because she said, like, there was a lot of leaders. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, all right, you know, no sense of all of us kind of butting heads to be, like, top dog.
Right.
I'll just step back. But she stepped way too far back.
Bleachers. She went to the nosebleeds. Like, you still got to cook and you still got to perform. Like, what are you doing? What do you think, Robin?
Yes, Mr. Honest, back-to-back wipeout wins by the boys so far. No major bleep bups. I like that, bleep ups.
Like, because what did you think?
Oh, he thinks Ashley was flustered.
Yeah. Well, because, Robin, when you watched and you saw Ashley coming up, when Chef Ramsay did what he did, I mean, how did you react?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of felt bad for her, but at the same time, I know you don't want to overshine, any of your teammates.
Right. So. Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's really good analysis. So we go
to black.
We go to Barbie.
I wasn't as late as you, okay?
We go to Barbie, and she sends up Great Lamb, which is, you know, kudos to Barbie. Mm-hmm. Millie does good with the Wellington, and the salmon is cooked well. And then we see the garnish running slow on the red team, care of Manda. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now, I have, and, you know, even in her season, I always had a problem with Manda. I felt like she just, like...
I feel like
she has like the drive, mm-hmm. To like, it's kind of like a Jared in a sense, a little bit, but just doesn't have the actual ability to do what she's trying to do. Like, it's like she knows, like, okay, I have to cook this or I have to do that, but the execution doesn't work. And I feel like she always falls short.
I think in this case, glass is getting in the way.
Yeah, and that too.
I think the glass is getting in the way.
Because they just keep falling on the face.
All the way.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she makes a lot of excuses. Like
she does.
It's always somebody else's fault. We talked about this a little bit last episode, but and not particularly Amanda that does it, but I really noticed it this episode. Like, it's always somebody else's fault.
Is it that hard to just take accountability when you mess up? Or, like, I don't know.
Well, I think in this case, yes.
Especially when you have cameras on you, like, you know.
But you don't
want
to be seen
back
as the weak link.
Yeah. But we're going to see you as the weak link when the cameras run back and we watch the episode later. So
but you remember like, what Robin said this episode.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, about that thing, for sure. Yeah.
No, I mean, what Robin does say, which is like, oh, you know, if I messed up, I'm going to own it.
Right.
But they lie.
Yeah, but, I mean, of course she didn't, but I didn't do it this time. So I like that. She's like, I do it, but I didn't do it this
time.
It's not
my fault.
But even when she does do it, still, she's not going to tell the truth. No one does.
I've seen Elise do it. It's a competition. Elise did do it, and she did
it
last.
But she was forced to go
episode
out and say it.
And she still did it with sass.
She's going to do it her way.
That might have been the difference.
But yeah, you can hate on Elise, but one thing that she did do, she owned up to her mistake. Mm-hmm. And I even said that when she was here last week, because a lot of people will not own up to it. And I get it. You don't want to look as the weak link. You don't want to look like you're any, you know, doing any bad. You want to make sure like all your stuff is the great.
But
and
no
if you have
perfect
a mess up,
you're all
no one is perfect, like, but people want to win.
Keep it real. Keep it real, though.
People want to win and they want to shine in front of Gordon Ramsay. I mean, that's the bottom line. Anyway, we'll see how Amanda continues. I don't think she's going to last very long. This is my little early prediction. Josh is a great master baster.
Yes.
The master baster.
Okay. I'm going to leave that one alone.
I love Josh. I want to take a minute to talk about Josh because we kind of have bagged on him, and he keeps on getting bagged on for being slow, generally,
right,
with everything that he's doing. But, like, it keeps working out. And maybe that if the red team would just take a beat and slow down just a hair, everything seems to time out perfectly. So, Josh, I like what you're doing. You keep
slow
doing
down
it your way.
And I don't know if, like, Jared was trying to piggyback, taking credit for that success, because I'm going to just, my job is just to make sure that Josh keeps basting, just keeps basting. I'm like, hold on, Jared. You know, the guy, I don't think the guy needs like baste.
Just keep going.
You got it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Josh, what I do like is the fact that he doesn't want to send, you know, anything bad. And his thing is like, if I'm going to take time to do it, which, you know, a lot of, and I get it, it's hard because Chef Ram's like, hey, where's it at? Yeah. Where's the whatever it is that he's waiting on? And you're like, okay. And a lot of times they'll just be like, here you go.
Yeah,
and they
right.
know,
and
they know
up.
It's messed up. You know it's going to come back. You know it's going to get pissed. And, I mean, poor red team, they keep, like, keep getting kicked out. Like, they can't even stay in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
They cannot.
I love Josh's line, though, when Chef's like, where is it? And he's like, I'm cooking. And he's
right.
like, oh, good, thanks. You're here to cook? Cool, yeah. Thanks, man. Like, is that what you came here to do?
But I mean, I think it's better to like hold off for a few more seconds.
Get it right.
Then send it up. And because if it's bad, he's going to catch it.
Yeah.
Bottom
line. As he did with all of our girls.
Exactly.
Every time.
And sure enough, they got kicked out again. So this is, they got kicked out every single service. Every single service, they got kicked out. Now, in past
seasons. This happened last season too.
Well, in past seasons, usually it's, well,
the girls always have a hard time.
Not really. Like, I've
in
seen.
In the beginning.
And not true.
Not true. Not true. Last
Don't
season,
they,
yes.
Like,
last season, I believe the girls had the red team had a hard time. But prior to that, the red team would just kill the guys. Kill the blue team. For several seasons. Well, the season our girl won, Ariel, that season the red team demolished the blue team.
From the beginning?
Like from, yes, from jump. For, as far as I can remember. I feel like it was from jump. But bottom line is this is the third service. Like, and to get kicked out every single time.
And it's only
going to
get more complex.
Like, yes.
It's not going to get any easier.
You can tell, like, with the menu, with the bar menu, like, with the things that he's doing, the table side, like, nothing is going to get easier. Mm-hmm. So if you're getting kicked out now, and it's going to be less people.
Right.
So you got to have less people doing the same amount of work,
less
if not
help.
More work. So
they need a bounce back, at least.
Right.
They need to, at least need to bring them
right.
bounce back.
Juice, sprinkle it all
juice.
Over.
What did you all think of their, like, deliberation? Because obviously they're playing the blame game at that point. And we see that all the time with the teams that get kicked out or have or lose or has to deliberate.
Because it is, well, they will pick on like one small thing, and at least from the way that we watch it, I mean, Manda, she dropped the ball on that one garnish, but the way they kind of focus on that, and it's like, oh, you blew it. It's like, well, I don't think it wasn't as bad as what I mean. I feel like it was like the meats. I mean, what Robin and Barbie were doing,
and yet Ashley was the. Ashley is an interesting one.
It's okay. They should have seen the episode if they're watching this.
That's true.
So they do deliberate, and then it does come to elimination time. And so the people that do get voted by the squad is Robin and Barbie. Mm-hmm. First of all, do you all agree with that?
Well, the other four was Robin.
Right, I haven't got there yet.
Ooh. No. He said skirt.
I'm done. I'm going to sit over here in my corner.
Yeah, I mean, because when it came down to, like, I mean, the garnish was just one thing, but I feel like the protein, I mean, that's always, like, the star of the dish. And if you're kind of botching that up, I feel like you got to be called up on the carpet.
That's the main course. Like, that's the biggest part of the course.
Right, absolutely. And then, Allison.
What happens next?
Yeah, exactly, Ashley.
Have you guys seen this episode?
Right. So then we see your namesake gets pulled. Yeah. And then we also have Manda, who deserved to be up there. And so he has four people up there, and which we found out from that I didn't know from Elise is that he actually goes up into his office and, like, paces back and forth and really thinks about who he's going to send home.
Shadow.
Right, yeah. Like going back and forth, and that's got to be like nerve wracking.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. All this time, I'm thinking like, okay, he's thinking. I know that it's not as quick as we see it, but I'm thinking he's thinking there, and then he's like, okay, just mulling over, and they're just kind of standing there. I didn't realize he goes up there, and he's like going back and forth, and it could be like an hour. Or you all right?
Yes, sorry.
Got the Holy Ghost.
Like, she gets scared. She gets scared.
My phone vibrated. Sorry, continue.
Like, praise them.
I wonder why they wouldn't show that. That seems like such a good shot, like, for us as an audience to be a part of.
To see
the pacing, you know?
I guess they think their music and their cuts and their pauses is enough to create the suspense for it.
Yeah, because I feel like they'd be at such a long time to, like, show him walk up to the office and pace. Right. And cut back to them and start, like, sweating. Yeah. And then him come back down. And you're like, all right.
I mean, there's only so much you can show, obviously. They do show it, like, at the... kind of when at the end when it's the last two and he's kind of looking over the cards in previous seasons when it's the last two they have these comic cards he'll look over they'll show him in his office looking over the comic cards and thinking and you know all this kind
of it seems like such a stage scene
right
for me.
It
like,
does it does
really
it
I almost feel like even what she sees at least what they see might be staged to a certain degree too
with the whole pacing like, back and forth
I still feel like they already know who's gonna go home like before they even get to that setup.
Well, the producers definitely have a say in it.
Right, and
for
that's
sure.
established before they start shooting. He's not making that decision. They already know because they already have their notes. They already know who's going
to... No, I do believe that he has the final decision.
He
and
does,
it's made.
But it's before then.
What do you mean, before what?
It's like before they start shooting.
Like he knows who's he's going to send home before they even shoot the scene.
That part, yeah,
like
that's what I feel.
Really?
Just based on the competition.
I can see that.
The competition.
I mean, you work in production, so you would know more than me.
Especially like last week's episode when he was going to pull Benny. Mm-hmm. You knew that he had that in his backpack
before,
the whole time.
Yeah,
and he's got to tell everybody, it's like, all right, you know, I'm going to bring the red team up, but I'm yanking Benny. So make sure you got a camera on him.
Exactly. From a production standpoint, you want to know where what shots you're going to need to get.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That could be the case. I mean, because he's done that plenty of times where he's pulled people out.
Because at the end of the day, your contestants, you don't ever want it to feel staged for them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if he's pacing back and forth, like, yes, it needs to feel real for them, for Elise and all of them.
Sure.
But I don't think that he's up there really diddling in his head, like...
Who should I send home?
Yeah, diddling.
Diddling,
I just learned that word.
Did you?
What? Yeah. Where have you been?
Someone was talking about Weinstein, and they were like, diddle. And I was like, who says that? It's a culture thing.
Is it?
It's a culture thing.
Yeah, did you hear diddle before growing
never.
Up?
No.
Right, thank you.
No. Sure did. Doodle? Not diddle.
No, diddle.
Yeah, not diddle. What is diddle? What is diddle?
It's some bondling.
Sure. Tickle.
Yeah, bondling.
I'm like, are we using diddle? We're talking about the same
diddle?
Don't do that again. Don't do that. No, break. Do not do that. ever again.
I'm so glad I didn't see it.
No, you. I'm so glad you didn't see it. Oh my gosh, that was disturbing.
It's definitely inappropriate, but then I tried to make it mental. Like, he's diddling in his mind. I'll turn any word into anything. I'll
freaking Frank, man. Gosh, dude.
Ow.
What's
wrong?
Just stick to the. No!
That was a swirl. I was just more of just like a back and forth.
Stick to the finger pointing at the beginning of the show. Do that. Keep that. That's it.
Whole new meaning, like, Frank.
Just do that. Just do that.
No. Make it stop.
You know what? I'm so done with all of y'all. All right. So getting back to the episode, going on. So he has the four up there, and it'll be interesting. I think it'd be good if we watch for that going forward, like as far as on the production standpoint, kind of a production cap, and see how that works. But he does pull the four, and of the people that he pulled, Ashley was the one that went home. So he didn't even choose, you know, the second time now that he didn't choose, you know, the people that they chose.
He's gonna do that every episode. Watch.
And it could, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, that shows you that. I'm just wondering. Okay,
nobody's safe.
No one is safe for sure. And I think that that's good that they know that, because even if they go up there, it doesn't mean that they're gonna go home. No one is safe. Whatever team, because last time he pulled it from a totally opposite team.
Exactly.
But I'm wondering if when he says pick two people who you feel should go up, I'm wondering if any of that is taken in consideration.
And to that end, whatever their speeches or rebuttals are, if he takes any of that into consideration when they're like, here's why I should stay.
Right.
I wonder if he actually listens to that or, you know.
Because I feel like I've seen people give like a terrible speech, right? And they're just kind of defeated. And then he like kind of, and it could be just, he just adds to it, but he's just like, you know what? I feel like you're already done. So, and they did seem defeated. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they walk off and they walk of shame in their t-shirt.
Him like, low-key build people up too that seem defeated because he knows the full potential of them too. So I guess it's anyone's game at this point.
Well, I feel like once he threw the salmon at Ashley, like that was the second time he had to give her like, hey, you with us? I feel like at that point he was like,
he did throw salmon at her.
See you later.
That's lightweight assault. Like that was I was like, did he just throw the fish at her? Like, can you do that?
But then he was pissed that she didn't catch it.
Right. How could you not catch somebody threw it to you that you didn't know I was throwing? I don't know. That was pretty off the wall. But Ashley went home. Do you all agree with Ashley going home of the four people that were up for elimination?
If you looked at it today, in that episode, mm-hmm. I mean, she was checked out.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she's a good chef. I mean, she went far in her season.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know what it is. Like, this time around, maybe she just didn't have that same kind of get-go. And today she just checked out. And Ramsey's like, yeah,
she
can't have this.
She appeared to not have the bounce back juice.
Yeah.
It's a tough season because everyone is good. So it's not your typical season where you can just, like, again, the first, I feel like, five or six episodes, you can kind of hide behind and kind of just stay in the middle and you'll be fine because there's some people that are really, really bad. And so you know that they're going to go home. So, yeah, with her checking out, I mean, I think he saw that and that stood out amongst everyone else. So she was the one to go home. I'm not mad at you know, her going home in that respect. But, you know, we'll see what happens going forward. Yeah, you got to be ready. You got to be on your A game. I feel like every single episode, every single challenge, every single dinner service, you got to be on point. To the fact that if you're slightly off, you'll get kicked out, just like you did with the red team.
Yeah, because I feel like if you want to kind of like take a week back and just like, I'm going to step back this week and just get, you still have to at least make it look like you're trying.
Right.
And she, I feel like she didn't do that.
She didn't even, no, she did not.
There's no step backs. No step backs.
But I do think there are people that can fly under the radar. And I'm like Jennifer, for example, she's flying real low and cool, but I think she's like somebody that's maybe holding back a bit. I see her like, but
it's easy to mess up and then they know who you are. You're no longer under the radar. So as long as you're not messing up, then you can float, right? Yeah.
It's still early. It's flying under the radar. You can still do that, you know, now. Obviously that it's,
and yes,
you know,
it depends on what station you're on too.
Right. True. So, but I mean, well, Amanda was on Garnish. Garnish is supposed to be
you should be able to.
Yeah, it should be like the easiest, you would think, but not necessarily.
Amanda.
Yeah, let's get into predictions. Let's see what we feel about going forward. Stephen.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Mr. Moran, what do you feel about the red team going forward? Because they've lost another person, and they keep getting kicked out. What do you think is going to happen to them going forward?
I don't know. Sometimes it feels like with a team like that, are you waiting for like that one person to be taken out that makes the whole team kind of snap into shape? Mm-hmm. But I don't know at the red team who that person is going to be. That they can be taken out, and everybody else like, all right, that was the person that was kind of throwing everything off. Now we're strong. And
right.
I don't think they've done that yet.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of personalities to begin with. You'd have to take a lot of them out to, and, like...
Yeah, and see next week where we get Barbie and Van, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, come on now.
Oh, God, I'm not looking forward to that.
Oh, I'm just so looking forward to
no!
that.
No! Oh! I just don't. That's crazy.
I love it. I love it. I
think it's going to take, like, some people from the blue team to be sprinkled on the red team.
You think this early?
No, but that's the only way it's going to survive. The red team is just self-sabotaging.
So you think... So let me ask this then. Do you think it's a situation where the red team have weaker chefs, or they just cannot work together?
They cannot work together.
Okay. I would agree with that.
Which, not in turn, together. Will make them weak as a unit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if the red team loses next week that he does pull somebody from the blue team over. And it'll be one of those, like, when somebody from the blue team, who's going to decide to...
Right.
Step up and go over to the red team.
Sure.
And that'd be interesting to see. I don't know if like Jared would do it, because he seems to be such a go-getter kind of guy.
I can see him raising his hand. I don't know that he'd be the one
jumping in the deep end.
Jump in. I'm going to swim. I got my floaties.
I think if Ashley was still here, I think he would. Ashley was still in the show,
oh, okay.
Then I bet, and that opportunity came up, mm-hmm. I bet he'd jump, because he'd be like, hey, he gets to work with Ashley. They're pretty tight.
Right.
But now without that, I don't know if he'd still be so quick to jump up.
Hmm. Interesting.
He might and want to take that leadership role.
I could see him wanting to.
I don't know if it would work good for the red team.
I don't think it would work good.
But
at all. And I think it was Elise that said either last episode or episode before, she was saying we just don't work well together. We just can't work well together. And they're not. They're not working as a unit.
And Jill is not gelling.
It's not happening. Mm-hmm. So something's going to happen. They're going to have to figure out something he might do if they lose again or get kicked out again. I can definitely see him pulling somebody from the blue team over to help out. I don't know who that would be. Just off the top of my head, I feel like Van would probably be good, or Josh would be good working with them. I can't see,
he'd
like I said,
he'd be a good commentator for
right,
all the drama, that's
exactly.
For sure.
Ratchets. The ratchets. Yeah, he's funny.
I always feel like that's never like a great position anyway. Like, you're never well received by the kitchen that you go into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody was like, thank goodness you're over here now. Right. They're like, who's this person? Then they can come over here and tell us how
tell
to do our stuff.
You still have right. to prove yourself all the time.
Yeah. You do. But I feel like he does look at that as if you can go over there and be successful, then that's kudos to you. That shows that you can work in any environment. Mm-hmm. He's looking for a leader anyway, because he's not looking for a great cook. He's looking for a leader. Mm-hmm. So you got to be able to do both.
Right, right.
So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, the Barbie Van show is next week.
So hot. You're so hot. He runs
yeah,
hot.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have one of them on our show. We'll see.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. Talk about it. Talk about it. You have to stay tuned to find out. But ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show for tonight. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. We want to thank those of you that were in the live chat. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. And check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Robin McSweeney, where you at?
Robin with a V, as in vivacious. You can find me at B Stays Busy. It was a great week. Thanks for having me.
Oh, hilarious. Ashley, where are you at?
Everybody, you can find me online, basically Instagram and Twitter at Ashley on Camera. Talk to me there, please. I want to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie, and check out Lem and I afterwards on Hey Diddle Diddle. Hey Diddle
Diddle.
Hey Diddle Diddle.
See?
Hey, I blew it.
You blew it.
See, you got to throw some shade, and it came right back on me.
Exactly. So shady over there. Stay with him with the shade. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. Peace. From executive producer Maria McNuhanos to Kevin Undergaro, the team tech, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV disclaimer. To monitor or listen to other after shows, to post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.